This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado students are a step closer to having more leeway in what they can wear at graduation. A bill that allows for cultural and religious regalia to be worn during graduation ceremonies cleared the House today. House member Elizabeth Velasco sponsored the measure after a Garfield County student in her district was told she could not wear a stole honoring her Mexican-American heritage at a high school ceremony last spring. The bill now heads to the Senate. Special Counsel Robert Hur, who investigated President Joe Biden's handling of classified documents, is expected to appear in front of the House Judiciary Committee tomorrow. As CPR's Caitlin Kim reports, it's testimony Republican Ken Buck is paying close attention to.
Congressman Buck introduced a resolution urging the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove Biden from office, based on concerns from Hur's report. Hur did not recommend charges, in part due to what he described as Biden's poor memory.
I want to find out from him why he thinks that President Biden is fit to serve but unfit to be charged as a defendant.
Democrats call the comments about Biden's memory a political hit job. The hearing comes as the election season kicks into gear. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The University of Colorado ski team won an NCAA national championship over the weekend in Steamboat Springs. Four first-place finishes pushed the Buffs past the University of Utah, which had won the last four national titles. Four hometown skiers from Steamboat were part of the CU team. The University of Denver placed third in the title race. Clouds will increase tomorrow in Vail, with snow forecast through the rest of the week. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.